If you prefer to sleep in, then you are not hearing this right now. For the rest of us, Paul W. Smith is here at 6. And this is the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome to the Pre-W. Smith Show. It's a Friday, guys. It's a Friday. Kristen Kajawa, Mark Pastoria, Ryan Morton. It is a Friday, December 16th, 2022. Listen, I'm going to kick things off this morning. Again, we try to focus in this segment on just interesting and relevant information, news, kind of news-oriented stories that are worth covering. You know, I find the Elon Musk story, just the big Elon Musk story at a high level, very, very interesting. As you guys know, I mean, I'm an entrepreneur. My day job, if you will, is to run an incubator that creates startup companies and to help make them successful, ultimately, and provide returns to the shareholders, the founders, the investors, et cetera. And listen, as I said, I'm an entrepreneur. Look, Elon Musk arguably is the greatest entrepreneur of our time. Look what he's accomplished. But it's so interesting to me how he has taken on this sort of Superman complex where he, more than anyone else, believes that he's Superman. And he's kind of gone too far. You can use a variety of metaphors. The old story of Icarus, right? Flying too close to the sun. Okay, it's one thing if you get wings, but you don't need to keep going higher and get close to the sun and run the risk of the wings, the wax wings, or whatever the story, however the story goes. We all know how it ends. Not well. Well, our buddy Elon Musk, who we have heralded as the greatest entrepreneur of our time, many of us do, has seemingly really backed himself into a corner here with this whole endeavor of acquiring Twitter. And among other things, setting aside what's going on at Twitter and all the, some would qualify it as a mess, but setting that aside, what also has happened in the process, and this tends to happen with that Superman complex, you can't do everything. You can't focus on everything. You can't have your resources supporting everything that you may want to do. And so here you've got this great company, Tesla, which drives a significant portion of Musk's wealth, certainly drives his reputation of, you know, he's done what Detroit hasn't done yet. Tesla is the leader in electric vehicles. But now shareholders at Tesla, understandably, are very concerned about his ability to focus on Tesla and optimize the opportunity at hand. That in and of itself was on its way and may still be, but now running into a little bit of a bumpy road, you know, to being one of America's great entrepreneurial stories. And so it's just interesting to me how things get upset along the way because you try to do too much. And now Elon Musk has informed everyone and has executed the sale of additional stock out of Tesla. And that further upsets the shareholders in Tesla, further concerns them. Where is the focus? Is there focus? Is it on Tesla as it should be? If you've invested big dollars into Tesla, that's where you want to make sure the focus is. And it seems like everything is kind of suffering right now. Tesla's suffering, Twitter is suffering, and so on and so on. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see where this story goes. Can Superman pull it off? Or has Superman eventually run out of kryptonite? The other thing I want to cover quickly before we run to a break, this has been an amazing week, guys, in science. Discoveries are now happening at breakneck speed. Lots of activity in that area and lots of acceleration in scientific discovery accordingly. But announcements were made this week that are just not just scientific discovery, but breakthrough kind of achievements. Of course, the one is the nuclear fusion announcement, right? Reaching ignition in the laboratory. What might that mean for the future of energy services that we all need to power our world? Might that mean an infinite source of clean energy? It just might. We'll see where it all goes. We've got really good coverage on that coming up in our segment at 5:35, where we're going to cover that with someone who had the opportunity to research it and publish an article as kind of a first released article on the story. So stick with us for that. Very interesting. We'll go deeper on the subject. That was a big announcement this week. And then the next thing was the discovery that led to a cancer vaccine now being tested that will address melanoma type cancers. And boy, a cancer vaccine, that's just got a ring to it, guys. Yeah. Wow,
I love great. That.
Yeah, love that.
It's like
love
music
that.
Music too.
Exactly.
Many ears.
Indeed. All right, very good. Turning our attention from that to what else this time of year? Shopping. Kristen, you've got a report on what's anticipated for this, what's called Super Saturday. Kristen, what is Super Saturday?
Super Saturday is the, say that eight times fast.
Exactly.
Yeah. It falls this year 8 days just before Christmas, and it is marked as a mega shopping day. I know this mom will be out on Saturday trying to pull together all the last minute magic for Christmas at my house. So if you see me, just look away.
Look the other way, yeah, right? Don't bother me.
Yeah, I'm shopping. I have to be very focused. I have a lot to do.
It's kind of interesting how now there's a moniker for every shopping day. It seems, and there are so many of them. From we started with Black Friday, now you got
Cyber Monday
and the
Giving Tuesday,
Super
Saturday.
We might have to change the beginning of our show to "If you see Kristen on the side of the road."
Right. She's busy shopping. All right. Well, interesting stuff, guys. Big week in science. Big morning for us here. And we're going to run to a break, but back in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show. Stick with us.